I'm Glenn.
And I'm Jen.
And you're listening to Bug Bites.
This show is made possible with support from the Greater Montana Foundation, encouraging communications on issues, trends, and values of importance to Montanans.
Praying mantids are among some of our best-known and well-liked insects. Part of their popularity comes from the fact that they can be found in all of the lower 48 states, so you've likely had an encounter with one at some time. They are more animated than other insect species, moving in ways that are almost human-like. And they've also been made popular by being featured in movies like A Bug's Life, Kung Fu Panda, and Goosebumps, to name a few. What's not to love?
You may know mantids as masters of camouflage. They are patient and incredibly effective sit-and-wait predators, using their great eyesight and raptorial forelegs to quickly capture their prey. But did you know that they have an ear? Yes, an ear, just one, located in the middle of their chest or thorax. In fact, they're the only animals known to have just one ear. Located in between the middle pair of legs, their ear is in two halves, but both halves function as a single unit.
However, they don't hear the same things that you and I do. Their ear is especially developed to hear high-pitched tones at a range from 30,000 to 150,000 hertz, just beyond our own hearing capacity of 20,000 hertz. A mantid's range of hearing happens to coincide with the frequency of echolocation calls of most bats. Thanks to this ear, when a bat has a mantis in its sights for a meal, the mantis will suddenly make a turn and dive bomb towards the ground. This evasive maneuver does not always work, but it often saves the mantis's life.
If you happen to have a pet mantis and want to speak to it, you can save your breath. The frequency of our voices is far too low for them to hear. They might seem like good listeners, but they just can't hear you.
Bug Bites is made possible by the Missoula Butterfly House and Insectarium and Montana Public Radio, and from funding from the Greater Montana Foundation, encouraging communications on issues, trends, and values of importance to Montanans. Find out more at missoulabutterflyhouse.org.